Hello, this is Patricia Goodson.
And I'm David Vaughan.
Warmly welcoming you to Encore, Radio Prague's monthly show about Czech classical music.
Although, as you might well have recognized, that particular piece of music wasn't Czech. It was one of Johann Sebastian Bach's so-called inventions. But as we will be hearing in just a minute, the performer was a Czech harpsichordist.
Indeed.
And as I just said, this piece is a so-called invention, and that's something that's very specific to Bach, isn't it, Patricia?
Yes, you really don't hear about Beethoven inventions or Brahms inventions. And yet, just about every musician studies the inventions in his or her training. And by the way, an invention is nothing more than a short piece in two-part counterpoint. And musicians study these in order to develop their keyboard technique and, of course, citizenship.
So you would probably expect there to be rather more, but that's far from the case, isn't it?
Yes, until the 20th century. And one composer who took up the form was Jan Novák, whom we have featured in earlier shows this year. His dates were, by the way, 1921 to 1984. And he wrote a set of inventions in the very dissonant so-called serial or 12-tone style, calling his compositions Inventions in the Serial Style Technique for Harpsichord and Other Winged Instruments.
And winged instruments, that refers to the keyboard instruments which in some European languages are called wings because of the shape of their lids, such as the German Flügel or the Czech křídlo, which literally does mean wing.
Yes, and the young Czech harpsichordist Monika Knobláková has a new CD on the Cube Bohemia label in which she interweaves inventions by Jan Novák with inventions by Johann Sebastian Bach.
And it sounds very interesting. We heard a little bit of her playing Bach at the top of the program. So let's listen now to one of the inventions by Novák. Harpsichordist Monika Knobláková with one of composer Jan Novák's inventions for harpsichord.
And we have some other young performers to hear today, cellist Tomáš Jamník and pianist Ivo Kahánek. They recently issued a CD together, and Kahánek has come out with a solo CD as well. So let's listen now to something from their joint CD, the third of Janáček's three fairy tales for cello and piano.
Thank you.
What an absolutely exquisite piece, and it was very nice that we could hear the whole thing. Cellist Tomáš Jamník and pianist Ivo Kahánek with one of Janáček's fairy tales for cello and piano. These pieces, I believe, were inspired by Russian fairy tales.
Yes, Janáček was a great lover of Russian culture, and he tended to look eastward for inspiration rather than westward. But now I think we have time for a little more music. Let's go to pianist Ivo Kahanek's disc for the Cube Bohemia label and hear the opening of Gideon Klein's Sonata for Piano.
And Gideon Klein, as many of our listeners will know already, was one of several highly gifted composers sent to by the Nazis to the concentration camps. We've featured several in recent editions of Encore. He composed this piece while interned at the Terezin ghetto in 1943 when he was just 23 years old.
And he dedicated the piece to his sister Ilishka, who, unlike him, survived the camps. And I had the great privilege of knowing her. She was a wonderful woman, a beautiful woman, and she died only a few years ago. And she had a very distinguished career here as a very much beloved piano teacher. And she worked very hard to get her brother's works known.
So we'll leave you now with the opening of Gideon Klein's Sonata for Piano. But first, if you'd like to contact us, or if you missed any details about the composers or the works that we've been talking about, do have a look at our website. It's www.radio.cz. Or you can send us an email to english@radio.cz. Or you can also write to us by the traditional way, to Radio Prague, that's 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. But for the time being, from me, David Vaughan.
And me, Patricia Goodson.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.